Would you feel confident changing your own tyre? Most people might just call for help when they get a flat, but knowing how to change it yourself could save you time and money. I went to Kine Home of Otley for a masterclass in changing a tyre. I'm here with Alistair. Hello.
Hi, hello.
So how do you think I'm going to do with changing a tyre? Do you teach many people to do this?
Not really, no, so we'll have to see, won't we?
But it's important to know how to do this. So what car is it that we're going to be changing the wheel on today?
This is a Renault Koleos.
And you're a Renault specialist, so it's mainly Renault cars that you deal with here at Kine Home of Otley.
Mainly Renault, yeah, but we do other makes as well.
Step one, pull over somewhere safe. Right, so I've broken down by the side of the road, then what's stage one, Alistair? What am I doing first?
Right, you need to be in a safe place if you can.
Okay.
Put your hazard lights on. If you're on the motorways, you best just get out of the car, go over the barrier and make a phone call.
Right.
But if you're on a well-lit road, the first thing you need to do is make sure you've got a spare and make sure it's legal and it's got air in it.
Next, find the spare tyre in the boot. It may well be hidden under the mat. I'm looking in the boot here. This is where I imagine it to be. I can't see a
it's
wheel.
It's under all this.
Oh, it's hiding.
Now, this is a big car, so this is a big spare.
This is a big car, and I have big biceps. We're all
okay,
right.
Then.
The wheel is out. Then make sure the handbrake is on and the car is in gear, or park in an automatic car. Now you need to find the wheel brace, the tool that you use to remove the nuts, and your locking wheel nut for that funny shaped nut.
It's got a locking wheel nut on, you need a special key. As you can see, that's got a special end on.
Yeah, little crisscross.
And it goes in. Into there.
Right, okay. So what is this called?
This is a wheel brace.
A wheel brace, okay. Then loosen, but don't remove all the bolts by turning them anti-clockwise.
So what you need to do, put your hand on there.
Yeah.
Anti-clockwise.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
Moving.
Just don't check it, just loosen it.
Okay.
And do the rest with the other four.
So do I take this off, or
you can just take that off, put it to the side for a minute.
Okay. And putting that on there, will that fit?
Yeah. It needs to be put in it.
Oh, so I can push
with
it.
With one hand there, if you can. Keep that pushing in.
I really have to do all my body weight on that. So we've got five of these to do. Two down.
Mm-hmm.
All five are loose now.
They're all just loose.
Okay. Now we're ready to lift the car up. Right, how are we jacking up the car then?
You really need to look at your handbook just to see. And it's usually, there's some pictures, safety pictures there, obviously, don't jack it right. But there's usually a little notch that it should fit into, like that.
Okay, yeah. What would happen if you jacked your car up on the wrong point of the car?
Well, the worst thing that happens is you could damage yourself, or you could damage the car.
Right.
So you've got to be very careful.
This is the boss's car as well, isn't it? We better not do that.
It's nice and secure.
Right, so now it's stuck in there.
This little bit goes in there, then you've got to just wind it like that, and as you can see.
Going up. Yeah. So this is taking the weight off the wheel so that when you're changing it, you're not having to lift the car
at the
same time.
That's it.
Once the wheel in question is in the air, finish undoing all the nuts. Lift the wheel off and move it away. Now put the spare tyre on and put the nuts back on gently. Okay, so we have the original wheel off. It's looking very empty. It wouldn't move very well like this, so now we're going to put the space saver on. So what's next? I'm guessing just slide it on.
Just slide it on.
Yeah? Does it matter which five?
No. I think you see they've got one at the top. If you can line that one up the same. It should just slip straight on.
It's harder than it looks, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Got it. Just hold it with one hand and just put one of your nuts on.
Okay.
Keep it steady.
And then I tighten them up, is that it?
Just nip them gently.
Nip them gently.
Because you don't want to put in any pressure on.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. So they're all fairly tight.
Mm-hmm.
So now what? We need to bring the car back down?
Jack down, yeah.
Okay. And that's just the same as before, I'm just going the opposite way. Nearly there now, bring the jack back down and finish tightening the nuts.
That's it.
There we are. So now I need to tighten it all up.
Need to tighten them up, yeah.
Okay.
if you can sort of remember how tight they were when they came off. So it needs to be going the other way, and it could be coming downwards.
Down that way?
Downwards, yeah. That's it.
And you're done. Now go to your local garage and get your puncture replaced.
Okay.
Yeah, let's take that off. See how you've done.
Yeah. So this is the ultimate test. This is like the exam marking. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah?
Fine, is that, yeah?
I've got to do a pass.
Yes.
Yes!
Well done.
Thank you very much. What do we say this car was called again? A
Renault Koleos.
Renault Koleos. I think this Renault Koleos, despite its disastrous puncture by the side of the road and its amateur mechanic Beth, I'd say we're good to go now, Alistair, would you?
Yeah.
Kine Home specialise in Renault cars but can help with a range of makes and models, and you can find them online by searching for Kine Home of Otley.